A very good day to everyone out there listening now or later to this very podcast. Well, I'm looking out of my window and it's a very beautiful sunny day. Whatever the weather is like for you, remember that this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and always be glad about it. Today, we will be featuring music from the last 15 to 20 years from artists like Toby Mac, Rebecca St. James, a track from Matthew West, and more of your favorite Christian singers that perhaps we thought were not that old. But you know, they have been around for quite some time now. So join me for our daily word and some thoughts. So okay, I'm going to talk about my favorite sport, football. All right, don't get too excited out there. Well, I woke up to watch a Champions League football match last night that didn't involve my favorite team. I just wanted to relax and be entertained. In the end, the commentator said that the better team lost. I paused, scratched my head, and thought about that for a while. You see, I've heard it many times, from commentary and managers alike. The better team lost. You know, I find that actually ironic. Really ironic. Back in the broadcast studio, the analysts were also in agreement. They mentioned that the so-called better team attacked and attacked and outpassed the winning side and dominated possession. But being a certified coach myself, I love watching all sorts of matches and analysing both teams playing. The winning team defended stoutly and scored on the counter-attack. In fact, they came close on scoring a couple of times. Tactically, they were disciplined, well-drilled, and worked together as a unit. The supposedly better team were, at times, shambolic at defending. And in the end, they were shooting from long range. So what I learned is that it's not always the pretty and colourful ways that seem to be nicer and better. As they say, the grass is not always greener on the other side. The team that won did so because they were disciplined. They worked together and listened to their coach. They kept their eyes firmly fixed on the prize. So I firmly believe that the better team won last night. The stats didn't show it, nor did the flowery passing and the gameplay. But just being focused and doing what was needed showed. And you see, they won 1-0. It's just like us and God. Stay the course, wait on Him, and follow through with what God has planned. If the world says otherwise, hey, ignore it. Hebrews chapter 8 verses 35 and 36 says this: "So, don't lose the courage that you had in the past. Your courage will be rewarded richly. And get this, you must be patient. After you have done what God wants, you will get what He promised you." Church, remember verse 36. Just follow and do what God wants. Amen. I'm DJ ELC, and once again, welcome to the Classics Today. So let's rejoice with Brandon Heath with a track off his Don't Get Comfortable album entitled Our God Reigns.
Yours and so much mine. Instead of going through the motions, take me on the waves. If you gotta start somewhere, why not here? If you gotta start sometime, why not now? If we gotta start somewhere, I say here. If we gotta start sometime, I say now. Through the fog, there is hope in the distance. From cathedrals to third world missions, love will fall to the earth like a crashing wave. Tonight's the night for the sinner.
About him.
That was Toby Mac calling us to prayer with his 2010 single City on Our Knees from the album Tonight. Before that was Matthew West and the hit from 2008, The Motions. We've got more music coming up right after this message.
Jesus taught us using parables across the four Gospels. Which parable, in your opinion, is your favorite, and tell us why? It's Champion FM Radio's question of the month, all this May. So, go to our website at www.championfmmusic.com and share with us the parable that has inspired you the most. We will be sharing all the best contributions on our podcast shows at the end of the month. We wait to hear from you.
And welcome back to our Wednesday Classic Hits show, and this is Mike's Chair with a big hit from their All or Nothing album. Here is All I Can Do. Thank you.
I can write a love song, tell you what I think you want to hear, but it wouldn't be good enough, no. Yeah, I could try so hard to give it everything I got, but I'm not ever gonna measure up. All I can do is thank you for this life I never deserved. Wanna thank you for the grace I know I don't have to earn. You love me, you love me. Your mercy is proof. All I can do is say thank you. All I can do is say thank you. It would have been easy, but I'm glad you never walked away, 'cause your love runs deep for me, and I see this beautiful world, and it brings tears to my eyes, and I think it's beautiful to be free. All I can do is thank you for this life I never deserved.
Love without pain. shatters the soul.
Before Champion FM, it's all about him.
And from guitar extraordinaire Josh Wilson, we heard Before the Morning from 2010's Life is Not a Snapshot. We also played Lainey Hale and a cheery track from 2009 entitled Beautiful Things. You know, she has a powerful testimony of how God brought her out of her struggles and cutting herself and healed her from depression, and declares that there is always hope through even the darkest of valleys.
It's our brand new Listen Through the Bible in a Year series, right here on Champion FM Radio, beginning from August 2022 until July 2023, where we devote ourselves to God's holy word. Join us as we seek to understand and learn from the good book. It's all here on Asia's premier Christian radio station.
It's your classic hits program with me, DJ ELC. And this is Rebecca St. James, and off her third album way back in 1996, here is Abba, Father.
Sun. say I have your eyes, but I've always wanted to have your heart. Ooh, wanted a million, and I got to be yours. Our souls are forever tied together.
Out.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
I'm sure you must already be teary-eyed by the beautiful pop ballad. Well, it's the last time Blanca sang with Group One Crew before going solo. That was stepping out from their Fearless album from 2012. We also heard from One Girl Nation and that really lovely track dedicated to all fathers. So daughters, make sure you sing or play that song for Father's Day. That was Daddy's Girl. Today we feature Water of Life from the Bible Project as our video of the day. It teaches us all about the symbolism of what the Bible means when it mentions the water of life and the significance. To watch it, go to our website and to our inspirational page after this broadcast. And you're right here on Champion FM Radio with me, DJ ELC. And this is Burlap to Kashmir with Basic Instructions from 1998.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Living bring but empty hands for those who are weak, for those who can't find the strength to stand. Lord, we
God is all that I desire, All I want is to be faithful. All I want is you.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And that was the evergreen Michael W. Smith, who must be hiding some youthful potion somewhere. Taken off his Healing album, that was the last track entitled All I Want. We also heard from the Christian boy band Rush of Fools and their 2007 single For Those from their highly acclaimed debut self-titled album. Now, church, here's the gameplay, and it's very simple. Follow his instructions. Even if the grass seems greener, healthier, and longer on the other side. Oh, and remember, we win in the end. I am DJ ELC, signing off and saying God bless you, and be the blessing to everyone around you.
It's all about him.
Energy.